Senator Schumer made his remarks at the Kingston Trolley Museum. He blames a rash of recent Ulster County metal thefts on desperate economic times and the price of metals and commodities, which he notes have risen so sharply that metal has become a target for theft that's impossible to resist.
In the past year, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of metal have been stolen in Ulster County and sold to scrap metal yards for fast cash. As a result of these crimes, Ulster County homes, businesses, highways, even this museum has suffered thousands of dollars in damages. And the safety of everyone who lives in these homes, works in these businesses, drives on these highways has been endangered.
Schumer points out it's too easy for thieves to sell metal to scrapyards for cash.
In July, the police in Kingston arrested a man after finding a pickup truck full of stolen highway signs, as well as other scrap metal. Police found signs from Route 9W, Route 44, Route 55, and about 50 throughway mile markers. In May, a Ruby man was arrested for theft of steel from the New York State Bridge Authority that was later sold for scrap metal. And even as I said, the Trolley Museum, where I've helped get funding, and I think it's a great thing for Kingston, fell victim to theft in the summer of 2011. They hired a local tree service to trim the branches overhanging the back of this building. Near the tree work sat a 3,000-foot spool of specialty copper wire, specifically designed for rail operations. One of the tree trimmers actually returned and illegally accessed the property. They cut into pieces the wire spool and sold it to a local metal recycler. You know what the value of was of that copper spool? $12,000. So this is not just getting $10 and $20.
Schumer emphasized metal theft is growing nationwide. He laid out his legislative proposal to make it a federal offense.
The law requires documentation that individuals actually own the metal they sell to recyclers, have the legal authorization to sell. Second, it requires recyclers to keep detailed records of the metal they buy. But here's the most important point. This is nationally. Recyclers will not be allowed to pay more than $100 in cash. If they have to pay by check, there's a record.
Ulster County Executive Mike Hine called metal theft a national scourge.
It's not too much to ask to prove that you own it. It's not too much to ask that when you buy it, that you record it. Because ultimately what we're talking about here is stopping crime.
Metal theft affected the region's recovery from last year's early snowstorm. It took utility workers weeks instead of a day or two to restore desperately needed electricity because thieves had stripped copper right out of transformers. Ulster County legislators will be asked to consider a new local law that would require scrapyards to hold any items for a five-day period if a request is made by a law enforcement agency. Schumer believes his proposal will move into the legislative fast lane.
We are going to have bipartisan support for this. On most of the getting tough on new types of crimes legislation, the kind of partisan morass in Washington that we've seen too much of isn't there. I think we can get this done quickly.
In Kingston, I'm Dave Lucas.